We are doing Netivot Shalom, and we had seen in the previous evenings that the ladder, according to one understanding, corresponds to the altar. According to another understanding, it corresponds to Mount Sinai. And the concept that God was showing Yaakov with the ladder was that one can and should connect the spiritual with the physical. Yaakov had spent 77 years being solely spiritual, focused on learning in his father's tent, in the tent of Shem the Aver. And now he has to contend with the physical world, and God was showing him, by showing him the ladder, God was telling him that the essence of holiness is when you could take all that spirituality and apply it to this physical world within the framework of holiness. That's the idea of the angels going up and down the ladder. They're always on the ladder. But sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. When you could take the physical world and elevate it, then you reach the point up and up the ladder till you reach V'hineh Hashem Nitzav Alav, till you reach God who's on top of the ladder. And now the Netivot Shalom is continuing. V'Rabbanan Amri, and our sages said, Sulam Ze Sinai, the ladder corresponds to Sinai. Sinai Ukoach HaTorah Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaYudi. Sinai is the power of the Torah that God gave to the Jewish people. Shebim Tzauto, that through the Torah, Efshal Yitkarev LaHashem Yitbarach, we could come closer to God, blessed be He. Gam Be'Osko B'Inenei Olam Zeh, even when we're dealing with this world, I have a job, I have to deal with this world, but I could elevate it with the Torah. Kmo Shamru Chazal, and as our sages told us in the Gemara and Shabbos, our sages said, Kevan Shamdu Yisrael Al Har Sinai, once the Jews stood at the foot of Sinai, Paskazu Amatan, then their bad smell, so to speak, that our sages say that a bad smell was applied to all of humanity when the Nachash, when the serpent came to Chava. He came, our sages say, he lived with her and he affected all of her offsprings that were to come. And so after Adam and Chava sinned, so all of mankind that were born had this stench, this spiritual stench. Once the Jews stood at the foot of Sinai, that spiritual stench ceased. Hainu, that means Shemiyad, right away. Once they're entering the framework of holiness, Shel Sinai, of Sinai, Pasekazu Amatan, their spiritual stench ceased. And this is the concept of the ladder that was firmly planted in the ground. Shetchilat ha'avodah shel Torah, that the beginning of the work, the service of Torah, what was the first service that the Jews did in Torah? Vayityatzevu b'tachtit ahar. They stood firmly planted at the foot of the mountain. That's the beginning. The Jews gathered by Sinai. Where did they begin? They began at the foot of the mountain. Where does one begin when he approaches Torah? B'madriga ktana shebasulam, the first rung of the ladder. The ladder goes all the way up to heaven. Yeah, but you start with the first rung. It's down right near the earth. V'achal kach, and afterwards, holechu mitale, he goes and elevates himself, madriga lemadriga, from one step to the other, ad, till he reaches the top of the mountain, or the top of the ladder, v'ahar bo'er ba'esh ad lev ha'shamayim. We say Mount Sinai had a fire, a flame that extended to the heart of the heavens. V'ad, you're going up the ladder till you reach the point of v'hineh Hashem nitzav alav, God was erect on top of the ladder. Uchidichti, like the verse is, v'yerd Hashem al Har Sinai, God came down to Mount Sinai. So the ladder represents the potential that God gave us with the Torah to take this world and elevate it. What's the ladder? It's firmly in the ground and it extends to the heaven. It's the connector between the ground and the heaven. It's the Sinai, it's that mountain where God came down to the mountain. And we stood at the foot of the mountain. And God said, now start working your way up. I'm giving you the Torah. I'm telling you how to take this world and elevate it. I'm telling you how you could make it up the mountain. Behainu shenilmaz bizeh koach haTorah. And the ladder, when the ladder we say is the gematria, sulam is the gematria of Sinai, it's alluding to the strength of the Torah. Shekasher yehudi achuz b'toch hamisgeret shel Torah. That when a Jew clings to the framework of the Torah, Hareyu yachol la'asok, he can deal b'chol inyanei ha'olam hazeh, and all the issues of this world, v'hem mevi'im oto, and this world doesn't bring him down, but rather he elevates the world. He can deal in this world, but he's doing it properly, he's doing it the way the Torah tells him to do it, and then this world is also, even the material things, are stepping stones that bring him closer to v'hineh Hashem nitzav alav, to Hashem who is on top of the ladder. Meaning, Yaakov was coming out of an academy. He's been studying for 77 years. He thinks, hey, if I deal with being a shepherd, I deal with Laban, it's just going to bring me down. Hashem told him, no, you use this world, you use Olam Hazeh to climb up the ladder. That's what you're going to use to make it up to me. The learning that you've learned is to be applied now in this world so that you come up the ladder to me. The Zehu Amron, that's what the verse says. Vayomar, Yaakov Avinu awakens from the dream and he says, Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Wow, God is present in this place. V'anochi lo yadati. I didn't know God was here. What does that mean, Yaakov? You didn't know God was here. Ki adata, what it means is that until now, harei haya Yaakov kulo kodesh. Yaakov spent a life of seclusion. Simple spirituality. He's in a tent studying Torah. That's what he knows of being spiritual. V'lo hayta lo shum negi'ah. And he didn't touch at all b'inyanei olam hazeh with anything that had to do with this world, with the material world. Aval ata, but now, ra'a, he saw, she'achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. God is here, He's ever present. B'makom hazeh, when He said, I see God in this place, meramez, that it is alluding to what our sages taught us in the Medrash Rabbah, k'ma'amar chazal, she'aya sham makom chayot ra'ot. Our sages say, why did He put stones around His head? Because He was in a place that there were wild animals. He was in the middle of a mountain. There were wild animals all around Him. V'gam ha'makom sh'olech elav. And where's He headed? Bet Lavan, to the house of Lavan. Sh'olech la'sok sham b'inyanei olam hazeh. He's going to have to deal with this world. He's going to have to deal with the shidduch. He's going to have to deal with sheep. He's going to have to deal with wells. What does Yaakov conclude from the dream? Achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. I now realize that God is present even here, even with the worldly things I have to deal with. Gam b'makom hazeh, even in this place, b'inyanim gashmiim, with the material things, yicholim la'avod et Hashem, we could serve Hashem. Im nishmarim b'toch misgeret ha'kedusha, if we watch ourselves to remain within a framework of holiness, im shel Torah or shel avodah. And here, the Netivot Shalom explains to us what were the two explanations of the dream. Either God was showing him, you could remain within the framework of kedusha, because the latter corresponds to Sinai, and Sinai is the strength of Torah, and God was telling him, remain within the framework of Torah, and then your actions will be holy. Or else, the latter represents the altar, which is Avodah, our service of Hashem, our tefillah, and God was telling him, remain within the framework of Avodah, and then what you do down here will be holy. Meaning, there are different ways in the service of Hashem. One person can learn all day. One person can spend all his extra time learning. Another person needs to spend his extra time, part of it learning, but a good part of it davening. They're both different ways that we have to serve Hashem. Torah and Avodah. They're not contradictory. It's just a question of where one's strengths lie. And the two explanations to the dream that our sages taught us are two possibilities of how we maintain that framework of holiness while we contend with the material nature of Olam Hazeh, of this world. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow night and conclude on Friday.